We end tonight's program with a meditation on words. Over the next few weeks, we'll run a series of essays by our regular commentators about the writing process. Ruth Levy Geyer starts the series by telling us about her love affair with language.
I fell in love with words on a sticky summer day in Jerusalem in 1966. I was swigging Coca-Cola from a frosty glass bottle when my friend told me that the Hebrew word for bottle was bakbuk. Bakbuk, the exact sound of the Coke pouring out of the bottle and into my mouth. From that moment on, my thirst for new words, onomatopoetic or otherwise, has never been quenched. I've been curious when it was that we humans got the idea to emerge from our primal ooze and formulate words. There's no real way of knowing exactly. Lewis Thomas once took a stab at the timing, suggesting that it was sometime within the last 100,000 years, give or take 50,000. What would life be like without words? It seems impossible. But infants thrive nicely while being patently speechless for more than a year, and some hold out even longer. When I was in college, for example, I once babysat for a boy who was 5 years old and had not yet uttered a single word. He and his mother lived in a tiny garret above a garage. Before she walked out, the mother warned me that I would have to intuit Marky's wishes. In the time I spent with him, Marky got me to make him a bologna sandwich and slice it into four triangles, cut carrots into 2-inch sticks, read The Giving Tree and Harold and the Purple Crayon to him, and play many rounds of pickup sticks. His directives, which I followed meticulously, were precise, and he never emitted a sound. Words elucidate, they also obfuscate. My uncle once told me of a verbal joust he had with a highway patrolman. He'd been speeding to his home on the Tennessee-Virginia border after receiving a Businessman of the Year award. This was just one of the many honors he was racking up at the time. The officer pulled him over, asked for his license, asked what the hurry was, and then told my uncle he was giving him a citation. My uncle, flush with his other achievements, said, "Officer, I'm honored. I thank you. My wife thanks you. On behalf of the states of Tennessee and Virginia, I'm proud to accept this citation." I asked a colleague who is a linguist where I could find information about the number of words that people know. He cited the book Patterns in the Mind, which estimates that a child of 5 knows about 10,000 words. This translates roughly into the child learning one new word during every wakeful hour from age 2 to age 5. Then my colleague suggested that I do my own crude calculation for estimating how many words I know. Pick a page in the dictionary, count the words I know, and then multiply by the number of pages. I was awestruck. I still am. I know 83,828 words. I plan to use them all. I just have to figure out which ones they are.
Ruth Levy Geyer is a scientist and bioethicist. She teaches courses in infectious disease and bioethics at Haverford College. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.